welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the show. That sort of ended abruptly. Sorry about that. Jamie and Mikey, you here?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, good. Hey. Got scared for a second. This is Wizard Rock, you know what I'm saying?
So, before we... Wait, what are we going to talk about? Anyway. remember how I was talking about pizza last hour?
Yes.
I didn't order any yet, but my roommates, and they were all like, dude, yeah, we should order pizza. So in a bit, they're discussing what kind of pizza, so we're going to order pizza in a bit. I'm going to eat pizza right now, or in a bit, on air, live with everybody. So you guys should, if you're in California, order your pizzas now.
Okay.
Eat with me. Eat with me.
Awesome. Well,
I like my pizza.
Yeah, Jamie, you can join in on this. We are going to add to the discussion now, Kenneth Merritt. I think that's how you pronounce his last name. Let's get him in here. 1 minuto. Kenneth.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Cool. All right. This is great.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Pretty good. Kenneth, people love you on MuggleCast.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll start off by saying that. You and your friend Andrew created the what we've been calling Crackpot Hedwig's theme that we've been using on the show since late August, September of 2005.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we started using it then. When did you guys actually create it?
We did it that summer, actually, but we also... When we came up with the idea, was about a year before that.
Okay.
So we had actually been playing it a year before we sent it to you guys.
Yeah. And how long did it take you to actually create the whole thing, start to finish?
About a day, I'd say.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I was stalking your Facebook the other day, and you're passionate about your music, aren't you? I saw some pictures of you going all out on the guitar and stuff.
Oh,
it's awesome.
Yeah, I love it, yeah.
Yeah.
And why did you want to do it? What made the decision for you to re-record Hedwig's theme and rock it up?
Well, my friend Andrew and I, we always play music together, and we're huge Harry Potter fans, and so we just, kind of decided to put the two together and see what would happen.
Awesome. And what was the kind of feedback you got when you guys started? Did you show it around to your friends, or?
Oh, yeah, we did, yeah. We did. And we would play it in high school.
I was going to say, you perform it live?
Yeah, we did, yeah.
That's great. Is it just you and Andrew playing that song, or is there like a bassist?
Yeah, well, what happened was, it's Andrew and I playing the guitars and the bass, and then we had one of our friends play the drums, and this was a while ago. I haven't been in contact with him, so.
Okay.
It's been a while, but yeah, it's not us on the drums.
Oh, okay. And what does Andrew play?
Andrew plays the guitar.
And what do you play? I thought you played the guitar.
Yeah, we both play guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Awesome.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And let me just say that we get emails every week from people saying, where'd I get the Hedwig's theme song? Where'd I get the Hedwig's theme song? But, like, I'll even show it to my friends in school. I've played it for them on my iPod. And people just, I mean, it sounds like I'm sucking up to you, but people just love it. Like, it's it's fantastic. I mean, you know, I don't know what else to say.
Cool,
you should be.
Cool,
you need to get in touch with WB or something and do something
with
that.
That'd be something.
Was there any, have you found any, like, rip-offs of your idea? Like, I've never heard of, I've never really heard a rocked out Hedwig's theme before.
No, I haven't, so far I haven't heard anybody, you know, copying us or anything, but it's been pretty good stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of people...
Go ahead. I was just saying, what's next for you? I mean, are you going to do some more rocked out Harry Potter music? Because I'd like to see an entire Order of the Phoenix soundtrack, yeah. That could be a week's project or something.
Yeah. I mean, I just have to get together with Andrew, and we could have it done like that.
And are you guys in a band together or something?
Kind of, but he's right now he's at Duke University, and I'm down in William and Mary in Virginia.
Oh, okay.
We're kind of like far apart, but
right. Let me just say to the listeners right now, if there's anyone who wants to ask a question to Kenneth, feel free to call in or email.
Hey, Kenneth, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
For a while on the Wikipedia page, it was said that the song was actually done by Andrew Sims. Did you get offended at all that people?
I never claimed credit for that, for the record.
Andrew was the one that did the song. He's trying to steal credit.
You're horrible.
I never ever claimed credit.
I just want to know, it was, what would they say it was like on his 2-watt amp or something? I don't know. But Andrew Stanton was playing a rock and roll version of Hedwig's Theme.
I didn't even know it was on Wikipedia. That's kind of cool.
Andrew, I think loads of requests for you to play it. Is there any chance we can...
You know, I was actually just trying to get it up. If you give me a... You know what, where is it?
It's not on Wikipedia anymore. I looked right now.
I'll work on getting it. I was going to play it like after the interview or something. But here, let's take a couple calls here. Let's see if people actually have questions about for Kenneth. Peter. Not there. Let's try this call. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. Andrew?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, my name's Camilo. I'm from Australia. I sent an email just before.
Oh, cool. Hey, you have a question for Kenneth about his awesome Hedwig's theme song?
Yes, I do. It's called Harry, yeah? It's like Harry with an apostrophe at the beginning.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to ask if it was all right if I borrowed that riff, because I wrote like a cheap one with, like, singing, and it's like the hidden track on my CD.
Oh, nice, okay.
But I didn't even realize that it was a song by a band.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't worry about it.
just don't make money off of it.
Yeah, just don't make money off of it.
Can I just have a quick shout-out to the Vulture chat going on Skype right now?
Sure, you vultures. You're crazy.
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, well, who are these vultures again?
Oh, let's not get into this. thanks for calling. Let's take some other... No problem.
I know who you guys are.
We have a question. Well, we have a sort of statement from Hannah L., who emails from Chicago, who said, okay. Kenneth, I love Hedwig's theme. Will you marry me?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yikes. It's a possibility.
You can play it at your wedding. You can, you know, instead of the traditional sort of love music, you can play a rocked out Hedwig's theme.
Oh, yeah,
walking down the aisle, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty romantic, yeah. Here's another call. Hey, you have a question for Kenneth?
Hey.
Hello?
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 Hi. You have a question for Kenneth?
Hey. Yeah, I just wanted to know, what was his inspiration to make the Hedwig theme so rock?
Good question.
I guess... that's a hard question. I don't know. I guess we just thought it would be a good idea. That's
fair enough. Yeah.
I can't really put it any other way.
Because all you hear is the John Williams version, and it definitely deserves
a sort of... You can get sick of that, and, you know...
There you go. What is this? Oh, sorry.
You sound awfully like Green Day, Kenneth.
Okay, shut up. I forgot to hit pause on the radio break. Sorry about that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, turn it off.
Very unprofessional here. Very disappointed in myself. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right, thanks.
Sure.
Let's see. Who else? Let's get Sierra. Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. You have a question for Kenneth?
Hello?
Hi. You have a question for Kenneth?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I can't hear you. Can I turn up my volume a little bit?
Sure, go for it. You have a question for Kenneth? Do you have a question for Kenneth? Come on, work with me.
Sorry, I never used this guy before. I just downloaded it like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
But I was wondering,
Wait a minute. You downloaded it? You mean you didn't buy it?
It's not for sale.
No, I just found it off there. I don't know. I picked the thing that said Mac.
Oh, okay.
And I've called like people on. Is it free?
Well. Is it free, Kenneth? It's free, right?
I can't make money off of it.
Yeah.
I didn't pay for it.
So. Money.
Yeah.
It will.
What's that?
If I call people on it, will it cost money?
If you copied it?
No, if I call people on it.
If you call people on it?
Yeah, like
you downloaded
right now.
Skype 5 minutes ago, you mean?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's $100 a minute. Quickly. Be quick.
I'm so confused right now.
Did you guys originally write this just for MuggleNet, or did you just, like, want to make a cool version of Hedwig's theme?
We didn't initially do it for MuggleNet, but we re-recorded it for MuggleNet. We have an older version of it from
the
year before. Yeah. And it actually had Andrew, screaming, various incantations.
Really? Do you still have that by chance?
Yeah,
that. Oh! Dude, can you send it to me? Can we play it on the show?
Oh, yeah, sure. It's pretty funny.
Okay. I'll IM you my email address.
Okay.
Via Skype here. Let's see. I'll play that. That'll be pretty funny. okay, well, cool. Yeah, thanks for calling in, Sierra.
Oh, wait, can I say something really quick?
If it's appropriate, yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, I just wanted to give a shout-out to everybody in the chat room. They all wanted to say that you stream Love Toots, which is your old nickname or whatever.
Oh, Loves Toots. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
Everybody's been, like, dying for everybody who comes on here. Everybody always gives shout-outs, but they never say that, and that was the thing that was planned.
Oh, awesome. Really? Toots. That's my radio name.
I like Simsy. I like Simsy.
That's not a radio name, though. It has to be...
DJ Simsy.
It has to be something a little better than that. Okay, yeah, thank you for that.
And Toots is that much better? Really?
Yeah, Toots. I'm Toots.
Oh, gosh, you're back.
What's up, Julia? This is Toots.
Yep.
And that's what we call feedback.
Mm, that is feedback.
Let's get Sarah Alkin here. Hi, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, loud. Hi. What's going on?
Nothing. I really love your show.
Oh, great.
You are like the awesomest podcast ever.
Oh, thank you. Your audio is really loud. Do you have a question for Kenneth?
Yeah. Okay, just...
Huh? What? Oh, connection lost. Oops. Let's try Lauren here. Hi, Lauren. Okay, here's the thing. If you're going to call in, mute your thing so we don't hear that.
While we're waiting, Kenneth, I have one more question.
Go for it. Yeah. Forget about the callers for now.
You should start up a wizard rock band now and just do rocked out versions of everything.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Sounds good to me.
What do you think of wizard rock?
Oh, I love it.
Do you? Awesome.
Yeah, I have like 3 Harry and the Potter CDs. So.
Cool. Yeah. May I recommend the Remus Lupins? Good band.
And
Remus
Lupins. And also Oliver Boyd and the Rememberals.
Okay, sounds good.
You guys can't forget the Whopping Willows, because, you know,
the Whopping Willows? Free. Yeah, very
and
good,
that's
too.
A tree, so.
And Mikey and the Bees.
I do like Draco and the Malfoys.
Draco and the Malfoys are great, too, yeah.
Yeah.
You should also download all the Wizard Rock singles from Andrew Sims.
Are you planning on taking a... what are you looking to do as a career?
I'm not sure right now, but right now I'm kind of... I'm planning to double major in music and physics, as weird as that sounds. But
okay. Well, yeah. if you're passionate about music, it makes sense.
Yeah. Not so much physics, but, you know, I gotta do it.
Right. Well, again, everyone loves your music. Thank you so much for letting us use it for the past 2 years. It's really a perfect theme song for MuggleCast. And as soon as I heard it, when I guess someone emailed it in, maybe it was you?
It was Andrew.
That was Andrew, right.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard it, I was like, this is great for the show, because if we just played like regular Hedwig's theme or any Harry Potter soundtrack song, it's magical, it's slow, it doesn't really fit the theme of the show, but Airy, really. Is that the official name of it, Airy?
I guess so. That's how we named it, but...
Yeah. So, thanks again. It's really a perfect song for us
Absolutely.
To use.
Absolutely.
Thank you once again.
Yeah. Kenneth, thank you for coming on today. If there's any more questions that the listeners bring in, we'll forward them off to you.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. No problem. And pass our thanks along to Andrew. Why isn't he here? I thought you said he was going to be here.
Yeah, I thought so too, but he's kind of busy right now, and he doesn't have Skype. And he's
okay. Kind of... I'm just messing. It's cool.
Oh, yeah.
But we owe you guys... well, we'll talk later.
Yeah, okay.
All right. See you later.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Alright, finally, we had Kenneth on for an interview. It's something we've been trying to do for a while, and he just so happened to email me earlier this week. And actually, I shouldn't have taken him off so quick. He says it's okay to use his song, the Hedwig's theme, as a ringtone. So soon, on that MuggleCast page I made, we're going to have Hedwig's theme ringtones available as well. Okay? Jamie and Mikey, you still with us? Jamie, Mikey.
Yeah, that's going to be
great. Right.
Lost you for a few seconds.
Yeah, I'm here. You know, I think I should put a ringtone on my iPhone.
Yeah, I should too, because Apple screwed that up.
But wait, gentlemen, I thought you couldn't do that. Oh, well, unless you illegally hacked it, of course.
No, we can do it. Yeah, you can do it illegally. Yeah. I have no problem saying it, because it's Apple's fault.
And also, just, you know.
Yeah.
You know, no, Apple, they don't mind. And the people, the homebrew people that go ahead and open up their phones and hack it. I was last night playing with a friend's phone. Actually, you know Chris Kelly. I was playing with his phone. I was playing Mega Man on his iPhone. Mega Man 6, actually. It was pretty entertaining. I think I might have to start opening up my iPhone and doing a lot more to it, but
hey,
we'll
if you
see.
Can play back on it, you've got to.
Got this email coming in from Emily, sent in via MuggleCast.com/live. She's from Michigan, and she writes, "Don't mean to sound rude, but will any of the Pottercasters be on so you can PWN them at Book 7 Trivia.
Wow.
It's funny you bring this up because we actually wanted to do just that, but they don't want to. So
we could try and give a call to John soon, see what he's doing.
I'm kind of surprised he hasn't called in by now. I was really expecting that.
Oh, Johnny, come on. John, if you're listening.
He's not listening.
John Noe. Come on, John. Me and you. We can always call his counterpart.
Yeah.
His female counterpart.
Hey, can we hear the...
I don't have it yet. I don't have it yet.
Sorry.
It's time now to move into a segment I like to do. Let me wet my whistle first. Hold on 1 second.
Ready? Oh, that's weird.
Okay, that was a long sip. It's time for my email of the week. What? Huh?
All right, Andrew, if what? I can come up with something more random than this email, I'm going to be really disappointed right now.
If you can come up with random. What do you mean if you can come up with it?
I don't know. I'm ordering my pizza right now. I'm not paying that much attention to you.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Actually, guys, what should I get? I added extra cheese to it. I'm ordering from Pizza Hut.
Oh, God, you're making me hungry. Now I have to eat this pretzel I have here.
What should
Mikey,
I have?
Mikey.
Yeah.
First person. To email in with an ingredient, you have to get that ingredient on the pizza.
Oh, no.
Come on, okay. Mikey. Come on. Okay, I'm checking out.
Sure, okay.
Come on,
first,
everyone.
First, just order some. Please order, put something in nice, guys, like pepperoni.
Okay, Debbie K, first of all, says fish. No, I don't think so. Let's get on.
Debbie, really? Want me to eat fish on my pizza?
Anchovies.
Okay, Mikey, yeah.
No, anchovies are... Actually, anchovies aren't that bad, but no.
The first one... Okay, we have fish, anchovies, liver... Pepperoni, olives. I guess.
I'll do pepperoni, guys. Okay. Wait, who said pepperoni?
That was Katie from the U.S.
Katie from the U.S. I am gonna go ahead and get pepperoni on my pizza because you said I can do that.
There you go. Thank you.
And Lexi from Los Angeles, anchovy. Is really? I'm looking at all of them in right now. Pepperoni, olives, pineapple, pepperoni, shiitake mushrooms. I like that one. But no, it's spelled very creatively.
It is spelled very creatively. Well done.
I'm looking at peanut butter. Ooh, peanut butter. Jules from Texas said peanut butter. There's actually a place where you can get peanut butter pizza, and they have like a peanut on top. It's really good.
Oh, well, Mikey, you've got to get pickles corn. As well, considering the occasion, haven't you?
Pickles, yeah.
You get pickles, yeah.
Got to
ham. I like ham pizza. I'm not an olives fan. All right, anyway. I think I'm just going to go with there's pepperoni, ham, pork topping. What is pork topping, really? All right. I'm just going to do – you know, I'm going to do half pepperoni because I want half cheese pizza. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
So I'm going to do half pepperoni and maybe half – just cheese. Add to my current order. All right. Now we're done with my pizza talk.
Okay. Sorry. You know, actually –
I'm not going to do barbecue pizza. I'm not doing barbecue chicken.
Actually, we're going to – what was I going to say? Now I forget. I'm gonna order my pizza very soon because
you're talking about your wonderful
email
email.
Yeah.
I refuse to do that.
This comes from Celeste.
Wait, stop, Jamie. You need to do
Mikey.
it. We can't go until you do it. Come on,
I've never going.
Jamie, you've done it before, haven't you?
I've done it a couple of times.
But see, Jamie.
Rarely.
All right. Yeah. Everybody email in saying we want to
meet. Please, everyone, don't email in, please. I've always been straight with you. I've never ever lied to
Jamie. Peer pressure. Come on. Right now, me and Andrew are saying do it.
No. Refreshing the email inbox. Please. I don't like you if you sent an email. No. Abby, Kaylee, Nora. No.
I'm pretty sure nobody's going to, he's not going to do it because once he says he's. Won't do it. He won't do it.
That's a bit malicious, Andy.
No. I'm just saying that when you say no to something, you are very stern about it.
Well, I'm not. I'm open to suggestions. I'm not stubborn.
Yeah, you are.
That is not true.
Okay. So anyway, back to my email of the week. It comes from Celeste, I think her name is, of New Jersey. This is in response to episode 107. She writes, I just wanted to say that I love the Beatles' Love at the end of episode 107. Two of my favorite fandoms coming together was awesome. And also the welcome of relatively new listeners like May. Keep up the great work.
It's really weird
because it wasn't the Beatles at all. It was actually Good Morning Baltimore from Hairspray. So I'm confused.
Didn't she say it was one of her favorite songs too?
Yeah. So
I love the Beatles. I love the Beatles. Now, she got the special Beatles edition episode. We only had, like, four of them.
Right? Oh, right, right. Yeah, so I'm not, not too sure about that. That's one big, And then another email from M of Washington in response to this 12-hour show. She writes, "Hi, I love MuggleCast, and I can't, quote-unquote, see it on Saturday the 15th, so you can you send it to me at her email address. I love you all, Emily." What?
I missed that. I was ordering pizza. Wait, what?
I get confused by it, though. I mean, if you were going to... I don't know. I think that's... It depends if she's a new listener or not, Andrew.
Wow. You can order a side of anchovies for a dollar.
Oh, you got to do that, Mikey. So many people wanted you to get them. Peer pressure. Email in if you want Mikey to order anchovies with his pizza.
Jamie.
Oh, my
Jamie.
God. They're flooding in, yeah?
No.
I'm going to order my pizza live on the show right now.
Hey, wait. You're trying to steal away from my wonderful, you know...
Wait for me to... By the way, listeners, coming up next hour, pickle packet.
Oh, actually, you know what? Hold on. Andrew, why don't you make your order online, and we'll hit place this order at the exact
time. No, that's no fun. I want to do it on the air.
No, let's see. All right, fine. We'll see whose pizza gets here faster.
Okay, but I have to call. Okay, as soon as I place my order, then you hit submit.
Okay. Well, I'll hit submit when you call, right when you call.
Okay.
Because I'm going to pay with credit card, because I don't have money with me. Where's my wallet at?
I wanted to say next hour, Pickle Pack members, your next hour is... Sorry, let me try this again. Next hour, the 5 o'clock hour, will be Pickle Pack hour, where we're taking calls from Pickle Pack members. So, Pickle Packers, be ready. And you have to prove you're a Pickle Pack member, because Jamie, in 1 minute, will be posting a... No, that's a bad idea. Actually, that wouldn't work out. You have to give us your Pickle Pack username, and we'll verify it. So, only call in if you're a Pickle Pack member.
And I mean it. I'll only talk to Pickle Pack members right
yeah.
now, next hour. If you're not a Pickle Pack member, I swear.
Yeah, and we can verify.
I'll probably be like, why'd you call? No, I'll still say hi, because I like everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, but here we go. Pickle Pack members, this is supposed to be for you guys.
All right, I'm calling Papa John's here. It's here in Medford, New Jersey.
Papa John's Pizza Hut.
Thank you for calling Papa John's in Medford. This is Erica.
Hi. Yeah, I'd like to place an order for delivery.
What's your phone number?
It's 609.
Okay.
953.
All right. And what's your address?
It is 4 Enclave, ENCLAVE,
All right.
Medford, New Jersey.
And what would you like tonight?
Okay. I would like a large cheese pizza.
Okay.
And also, can I have a side of your cheese sticks?
Okay.
Anchovies. No anchovies. No anchovies.
And a side of anchovies, please?
No, none of that. Stop. And, sorry, I'm on a conference call right now. So, I think, that's all. That's all.
Okay,
anchovies.
No, ignore him. No anchovies.
Okay. So you want a large red filler and cheese stick?
Yes, please.
And a Pepsi.
Oh, Mikey, seriously, stop. Sorry about that.
I'm sorry, but did you say something else?
No, that's all.
All right, your total is 1967 and should be about 30 minutes.
Okay, great, thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Wonderful. Mikey, I didn't appreciate that. This is very serious.
All right, sorry, I'm hitting place this order, okay? Give me a second, it's processing my order.
Oh,
Mikey,
well,
we
listen.
Be like, I'll have 10.
I'll have, 10 anchovy pizzas. 20 with everything on it, and... My name is Andrew Sims. I live at 4 Enclave, New Jersey.
I didn't think that was very funny.
I'm sorry, Andrew. Will you
cool. My pizza, guys. I'm getting a pizza. This is exciting. I made a poll on Ustream. Who is the cutest of the Remus Lupins? Alex is currently kicking butt right now with 339 votes.
Wait, did you have the Mikey B option, though?
No, there was only... You can only have four options on the poll, and I had to fit the actual Remus Lupins.
It's Toby... All right. I don't think I could have won next to Alex anyway.
Yeah. There was...
Oh, thanks!
Definitely not. We've had over 400 votes. Alex is in control of 375 of them right now. So, I guess nobody really knows Toby Tyler or Brandon.
But Toby is, like, dreamy. Come on. He's got, he's the drummer. Everybody loves the drummer.
Yeah.
Where is this poll, Andrew?
It's on Ustream.
Oh, wait. You know what? Wait, I'm just flipping through the emails real quick. Sam from Alabama. Make a poll whose pizza will come first. So, Sam from Alabama, that's his idea.
Andrew or Mikey? Start poll.
I'm going to go vote on this.
I think... Oh, I'm winning right now. That's weird.
Oh.
Well, it's actually neck and neck, but... Okay,
guys,
so
remember, I ordered mine online with a credit card, so it's already paid for. I have a confirmation email and everything.
Well, it doesn't matter, because mine's going to be delivered in 30 minutes.
Oh, well then, yeah.
Okay, you want to take some callers? Get some discussion going on here. We'll take anything right now, whether it's about the movies or the books. Lexi's calling back. Oh, well, wait, got to take this one first. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to MuggleCast Live.
Hi, I'm Monica.
Hi.
Actually, I emailed in earlier. I don't know if you're reading them right now. We've already met. We met at the Michigan podcast. I was the one that talked on your iPhone with my friend Ryan.
Oh, you talked on my iPhone?
Yes, I did.
Why? I'm forgetting.
Because my friend Ryan was a Laura fanboy.
Oh. We were talking about this earlier in the show.
That's what somebody told me, and I wasn't home. I had to do community service for school.
Oh.
So,
really? Cool. Wait, I'm still freaking out. Why is Andrew getting more results for the pizza? I ordered mine first, guys. Really?
I don't know. Because they heard Andrew order, so.
Maybe. Yeah. How did that come through? How did that sound on this stream?
It sounded funny, except I was like, is he honestly saying his number on the stream?
Did the whole number come through?
No, something got blacked out. I don't know.
Good. Yeah, I meant to block it out. Okay, so good. That worked out well, then. I like ordering pizza live when 800... We have 912 listeners right now.
And I'm shocked that I actually got on. I've been calling in for the past, I don't know, since I heard that you guys talked about me and Ryan.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, sorry about that. We've been, like, disabling calls and stuff. But, That was a lot of fun. It was great seeing your guys' reaction.
We thought it was so funny because we were like, what is he doing? And Ryan actually have talked to Laura a couple times since then. She was really, really nice about the whole thing. And
cool.
I want to know, can I ask you one question? Is Jamie still there?
Jamie? Yeah.
What's up?
I gave Ben a CD and we never heard about it again.
You what? Sorry?
I gave Ben a CD at the event, and he was like, oh, yeah, we'll listen to it in the car. We never heard about it.
You mean, I can't remember.
No, I remember that CD. He's like, oh, a fan gave me a CD. And I think he put it, like, on the side door or something like that to listen to it another time.
What music was on it?
It's probably still in the car.
It was The Rocket Summer, which is, like, it's kind of different, but it's his kind of music. I know it is.
Yeah, I know. So, he kept the CD. I don't think we never listened to it in the car. But he's like, oh, a fan gave me that, and he put it back in his bag when we got on the airplane. But then, did we tell the story of how we got all searched when we got to the airport?
No, we never told this story.
All right, let me tell it. Because I was first. All right, okay, so basically, because we don't know what happened to the CD. It might be in Ben's bag for all we know. But basically, what happened is we got to Philadelphia airport.
Yeah, we were going to Prophecy.
We were going to Prophecy, everybody. And this is after, you know, our big old MuggleCast tour and everything. And we're all going through security, and, you know, you have to take your shoes off and put your bags through. I have my camera there and my laptop. You know, we have a lot of electronics between the four of us.
James.
Yeah, all four of us. And so I go through, and I have long hair, and I'm kind of dark-skinned, whatever. And they look at my passport, and, you know, it's me there from California, and I'm getting on a plane in Philadelphia. And they put me in the middle line where you go ahead and get, they're like, where are you going? I'm like, Toronto, Canada. And he puts me in the middle line.
Next, they quarantine you.
They quarantine me. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then next comes Andrew down the middle line from, you know, Medford, New Jersey, going to Toronto, Canada, too. And then next is Ben, and then Jamie. It's like, so we have a guy from Kansas, you know, England, New Jersey, and California all going to Toronto, Canada from the Philadelphia airport. So we're all, like, quarantined right now. And then they proceed to, like, yeah?
That was the weirdest feeling ever because I wasn't concentrating. I was so tired.
Yeah, I know. We were just tired because we drove all night. Well, Andrew drove all night. I slept in his bed when I got to his house.
Yeah.
We found ourselves just in this huge, tiny thing. I was like, Mikey, what's going on, Mike? Mikey, just sort it out, Mikey. Please, just do something.
I'm like, don't worry, we'll be fine.
He's like, dude, don't worry. We just stay here. It's all going to be okay. And then they brought out a proximity prober or whatever you call them.
Well, no, they even asked us, like, we're going to go through all your stuff, blah, 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 and we're going to search you. If you're not comfortable with this, we can go ahead and do a private screening for you. I'm like, no, it's fine right here. More people watching this, better for me. I'm a little worried. I was a little worried. No, it's because like he's like I'm gonna search you completely. And, like, he literally searched my entire body. He's like, I'm going to be touching you with the back of my hand so, you know, so that way he doesn't grab anything. And
oh, yeah, they were very clear. They were like, "I'm gonna be touching you. I'm gonna be. Patting you down. Yeah,
patting you down. But they're gonna use the back of their hand so they don't grab anything. And so they're like very clear about everything. But the four of us literally got completely searched. Like, we got wanded. Yeah. And everything. Our shoes. Like, I'm like, do you want me to take my socks off? Also, you know, and I was actually. Like, yes. We were a little. Yeah, they're like, no, take your clothes off. No, they
didn't make us,
no, they only did that to you. But,
yeah, that was right. Oh, I still can't talk about it though, Mikey.
Yeah, I know.
And then And then the whole time they're like talking to us as if they care about our lives. They're like, "So where you guys?" The woman was like, "So where you guys going? Oh, Canada. What's up there? Oh, Harry Potter. How'd you get into Harry Potter? Oh, what's it brings you? Oh, you guys get like it was like they it just annoyed me so much, and I wasn't talking.
We were talking because they just kept asking. Yeah,
I was just fed up. I was annoyed. Just wanted to go to Canada.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it's just really, really funny, and they searched us, and we were going to Canada, and all of us were. Screened as being terrorists.
Right.
So, yeah.
And the funniest thing was they picked up Mikey's camera and were handling it quite roughly. And this is a nice
camera. Oh my gosh. I was, no, but you gotta understand. They're like, I'm like, oh, it's a video camera. They're like, oh, what is it? And I'm like, it's a video camera. And like, we're gonna have to turn it on and test it. And they were like, I'm like, please be careful. It's an expensive camera. And I'm like telling them this, right? And they're like, well, they couldn't figure out how to turn it on. So they just took my word for it that it was a video camera. So
well,
I'm like,
it didn't look like a food processor.
It looks like a heavy duty film, a video camera, right?
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like they searched us so thoroughly, completely. Like they couldn't, you know, my bag was there, and they took my laptop out and my GPS system and all the stuff that I had in my bag. You know, Harry Potter and Deathly. We all had a copy of Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows.
Yeah.
You know, so like we're not lying. We're talking about Harry Potter. We all had a copy of the book. You know, all our different versions: my deluxe version, Jamie or Ben's normal version, and your guys' British version. But it's like all the books are there and everything. And like they're like, "What is this?" I'm like, "It's a camera." And I'm like, and I show them like the shoulder brace I had and the hard drive. I showed them everything with the camera. And they're like, "Well, we still have to turn it on and test to make sure that's a working camera, like not a bomb." I'm like, "All right." Yeah. And they couldn't figure out how to turn it on. So they just took my word for it, which, you know, I don't know. Is that, you know, I felt safe that they kind of, you know, screened and did all that stuff. But, like, the fact that they took my word for it, I was a little – I don't know if I was happy because we got out of there sooner. But I was kind of like, they're supposed to be checking for stuff.
It doesn't give you great faith in the security system, does it?
Yeah, it's like, what if it had, like, you know, what if it was, like, what if it was a stick of dynamite with a clock on it? And it's like, they're like, what is that? I'm like, it's a camera. it's a digital camera. It's a new one. And they're like, oh, okay. And just, like, let it go. But, yeah.
Why didn't they just let you turn it on?
Oh, it's because we're not allowed to touch any of ours. All right, when you get in these type of screenings, this is my first time I've ever gotten one of those screenings, by the way, so it's not like I get flagged for terrorism at all. And I'm sure Jamie and Andrew don't. I don't know about Ben. I'm sure Ben gets stuff flagged all the time.
Ben probably does, yeah.
Yeah. But I've never been flagged before, but apparently we're not allowed to touch anything. So I'm like, if you just, guys, please be careful. And like, you can imagine, like, I'm standing like a foot away from my camera telling like, don't hold it there, don't grab that. You know, that's the lens. That's okay to touch. Like, I'm kind of like, they won't let me go further. There's like an armed guard there holding me back, making sure I don't touch it. And I'm just like, just holding myself back from like actually going ahead and, you know, telling them what to do with the camera. But yeah, we're not allowed to touch any of our stuff. So we were sitting there shoeless, beltless, walletless. They took our passports too. Remember, they're like, which one's your passport? I'm like, the one that has my picture in it?
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, it was really funny. They, yeah. It was a fun experience.
Oh, it was a blast.
I don't know how we missed talking about this. I don't know.
It's just been forgotten. Did you enjoy that story?
Yes, I did. So Ben's CD is somewhere lost.
It's in security, or he had it in his bag, and it probably got crushed because they did not do a very good job of repacking our stuff. I have to say, just don't pack my stuff. I'll do it.
Monica?
Is that
good? Yes, Mom?
Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
Can you go off the phone for a second?
I was just going to... call you on your cell phone to tell you we're going to dinner at about 5:30.
Okay.
Oh. At Cruz Amir.
Okay.
So be ready.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Right.
Okay.
Be ready for dinner.
Can I come?
I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm actually kind of hungry. Can I come with you?
Sorry.
I'll have your pizza, Andrew. You just
Can I say something also really fast? Because I am a Pickle Pack member, and a friend of mine, Lindsay Sims, who I met through Pickle Pack, is actually upset because she was the one who told me that.
they mentioned me, so she just left me an angry Facebook post, and she told me that I stick in her because I called her somebody.
Aww.
So, Lindsay Sims, I give a shout-out to you.
Shout-out, Lindsay Sims, yay.
You guys should go add me on Facebook. I want friends.
I think I didn't. You never added me.
No, that's not true. I add everybody.
Wait, let me check. I am on Facebook now.
Yeah, you really don't have to.
You're in the Apple Network, yes, if you're here.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, thank you for calling in, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you so much for taking my call, and look up The Rocket Summer, because I wanted you guys to hear it, because I thought that's your kind of music.
All right, we will. Maybe we'll play a song from that during the live show here. And
yes,
have fun at dinner, okay? Tell Mom I say hi.
Okay, thank you.
Let me say hi.
All right, bye.
All right.
Bye.
Excellent. Okay, so Mason, you here?
Yeah.
Macy, how you doing, buddy?
How have you been, Mikey?
Pretty good. GoDaddy.com.
Mason's at Northern Arizona University.
I have a story to tell about Mason very quickly.
Yeah. What is it?
Mason, you're probably going to hate me after this, but
all right.
Perfect.
We're in LA, and we found a couple of fake moustache type things. And Mason, somehow, I don't know how it managed, I wasn't concentrating, and then suddenly Mason walked in and he had one of these fake moustaches on and a shower cap from the bathroom, and also like a bathrobe type thing. And I was like, hi Mason, how's it going? And he just looked at me for like 5 seconds, grinned, and then fell forward flat on his face, straight onto the ground. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Sorry Mason, but please don't knife me. My family are safe, aren't they?
No, it's cool. Yeah, I barely remember that, but yeah, no, good time.
So Mason, in Northern Arizona University, you decided to, I just want to bring this up quick, you decided to try out a Harry Potter class thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Tried it out for one day, hated it, and then left. It was nothing I was expecting, pretty much.
What happened, and like what would they require and all that?
Pretty much you had to be like the ultimate fan. I think like everyone in there felt that they were the ultimate fan, and they try competing against each other, and everyone's always arguing, and
all you had to say was GoDaddy.com, and you would have been like, they would have been like, oh my gosh. And
it was funny, I kind of the teacher was like, okay, new students, introduce yourself and say something interesting about yourself. And I was like, well, I kind of do the GoDaddy ads on MuggleCast, and like the classroom blew up. It was horrible.
Are you serious? And, really? Like, they're like, oh, we like the other podcast better. They say we love MuggleCast or what?
Yeah, what do you mean by blowing up? Did they, like,
killed everyone in his class. It was shocking.
Was it like, wow, or was it like...
No, it was more or less like... I recall this one girl was like, actually, she, you know, obviously she goes here, but like, she's probably listening right now. They'll probably hate me for this, but like, I mentioned that, and she was like, oh my God, can you keep talking? I don't believe you. Like, and she like wanted to hear my voice, and I was just like, no.
That's pretty funny. But you loved it. You loved the attention.
And for the people that don't believe that I'm in that chat right now, it actually is me.
Yeah, I was just going to mention, I understand that you're trying to hand out my contact information right now.
Yeah, me and John Thrasher and I.
Yeah, thanks.
Well.
I really appreciate that. That's
I am me, and I'll definitely send it to you. I have photos, I have email addresses, I have phone numbers. Yeah.
Yeah. We also have Sam Friedman in this room. Her and John, neither of them will get on for some reason. I don't understand that. But
John who?
Thrasher, one of Andrew's buddies.
Yep. John Thrasher is refusing.
Watching.
John Thrasher is refusing to come on Skype right now. So he's a girl. But anyway, I think with that we're talking to him on AIM. I tried to bring him on to talk about the story of another local college in Maryland, I think this is, where they're doing a physics class on Harry Potter. It's at Frostburg State University. And let me try to find a good part of the article here. What's it? What? Yeah, okay, my pizza's here, guys. 1 second, Mikey, I think I won.
Andrew's pizza is here. Actually, you know what? I'm so far away from the door, I don't know if my pizza has showed up yet. I should probably check.
Hopefully they'll knock. Oh, it's gone all quiet. Oh, no, I'm on my
end. Sorry, I'm back.
Hey, dude.
Dude, what's up? So my pizza arrived 5 minutes ago. That's what we're gonna say. It's my pizza beat Andrew's.
Mikey, I win. My pizza has arrived.
I'm already eating pizza, man.
No, shut up. You did not get it.
Dang.
So what were you guys talking about?
I was saying how I beat you. So I'm eating pizza.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm sorry about that. Oh, good. John Thrasher's deciding to call in now, and we can learn more about class at Frostburg. And then we're going to go to break.
I want to take a Harry Potter class.
So thank you to 330 people who voted for me in the poll, because I obviously won. John, mute your audio.
Yeah, sorry about that. I changed it.
Okay, it's okay. So tell us about this class in Frostburg State University, it is?
Yeah, I went there my freshman year. I actually didn't take a class, but think that's why you had me on here. But.
Well, no, I didn't think you did, but can you tell us more about it?
Well, yeah, it's a physics class, and it's apparently, I don't know much about it, but apparently it's some class where you study the physics of how some of the magic would work, if it were to work.
Okay.
Like, that's basically all I know about it. I'm looking for a description of the class right now online.
That sounds really deep.
Yeah, it made like national like news and stuff. Like you saw that CBS news link.
Yeah, it's a link on CBS.
Oh, I found I just Googled that right now. I saw it a second ago.
They actually quote the professor. It says, "This is not something where you just show up and talk about Harry Potter books and get a grade. Yeah. This is a college level class." So, see, I don't think that would appeal to most Harry Potter fans. To be honest with you,
exactly. That's what I was
really.
Thinking.
Yeah, because really, it's just people just want to talk Harry Potter and
right.
As this college professor is quoted as saying, he says this is a college-level class. You wouldn't even, you know, who knows how much you would even...
But if it was like in a media arts class or something like that, like a film class or, a media literacy or something like that, it would be a fun class then because it would be Harry Potter talk and, like, you would talk about, you know, foreshadowing and all this different stuff. Like, the stuff that we noticed from the first book that was in the seventh book, be like... Is there a way that you can actually have linked this before it happened? You know?
Right.
There are so many theories, and that would be what like those type of classes would be. And I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Going back and looking at the first book, and going like, wow, that's
cool.
Yeah. Cool. I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, John, about that. And seriously, why are you guys trying to sell my information? It's not.
Well, I was trying to get on there and make a quick buck, actually, but I guess Mason. Sam Friedman beat me to it.
Not cool.
I'm just kidding. I was waiting for you to cover the microphone. I was like, bad idea, but you were smart enough to know.
Yeah. Yeah, I muted it just in time.
Yeah.
If we actually gave out your cell phone, you'd kill me. You'd fly out.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to me. So I was like, he would murder us.
Well, because Ben already gave it out, and I literally get calls daily from it still, from that one time he did. And it's really annoying. And listen, if you call, I'm just going to answer and be mad at you, so don't call.
You're still mean, Andrew. You're still mean.
Hey, Mace.
So what?
Nothing. Go on.
Okay.
What up?
Mace, you should send me a link to the chat. I can join in there. We can sell information on Jamie and Andrew.
It's Ustream. It's Ustream.
Yeah, it's just the Ustream chat. That's all.
This Ustream thing confuses me. I don't even want to deal with it.
Okay,
somebody just link me, please. I'm so confused.
We are going to... Thanks, John and Mason, for coming on. We're going to... take a quick break.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, go daddy. We're going to take a break. What you're going to hear now, Kenneth sent it over to me, the original Hedwig's theme cracked out that he made with his friend Andrew yelling incantations and stuff like that. So very cool. You're listening to MuggleCast. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Stay with us.
Welcome to Hogwarts. We'll be right back.
it to come, I'm destined for anything at all. Downtown, lights on me shining on me like a new diamond.
Yeah, I think so too.
Almost, I can erase this.
Well, wait, Mikey, Andrew says quiet.
Well, I'm so much
so maybe we should just stay quiet.
Moment to come, I'm destined for anything at all. Dove shark, color me stupid. Good luck, you're gonna need it. Where I'm going if I get there at all. Wake up, but I think you're lucky.
Cast live coming at you.
Magic is going to die with him. But if Harry gets disarmed any time from now until he dies, when the Elder Wand passes someone else?
I think it's extremely sort of context dependent. Like Ollivander kept saying that one lore is not, you know, something that's set in stone. It's very intricate, it's very detailed, it's very subtle. One thing doesn't apply to both to two
Jamie,
situations.
Jamie.
Like, yeah.
You're missing the biggest point here. He's Harry Potter, defeater of Voldemort. Do you really think somebody's come up and be like, I'm going to duel you, Harry Potter? Come on. He's Harry.
Well, you are.
No, I bet they would. Do you know what it's like, Mikey? Have you ever seen Highlander?
Oh, there can only be one Highlander.
There can only be one. There can only be one Elder Wand owner, and Harry Potter is going to have to fight all of them to claim the prize.
Yeah, but come on. He's like Harry. It's like, he's like, right now, like, can you imagine Harry in his later years, really? Like, people are going to be like, you're the great Harry Potter. And he's like, yeah, you got a problem with that? And they're like, oh, no, sorry, sir, sorry.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, like he defeated the big bag. You know, it's like, come on, really? Like, you know, truthfully, like, let's see, Dumbledore had the Elder Wand until his old age, because why? No one was going to go up against Dumbledore. And
that is true.
And it was a complete accident that, you know, Malfoy became the Elder Wand. He meant it to go to Snape, you know what I mean? Or it actually to die with him. Yeah, but it was like, it was a complete accident. Like, and Harry knows this, and again, come on. Like, and Ginny's going to let anybody come up and pwn Harry, really? Like, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm hungry.
That's a fair point, Mikey.
We're in hour 5, guys.
We're 6 now, aren't we?
Wait, this is the 6th hour. Yeah, but Mikey, you haven't even been here the whole time. Whatever. Me and Jamie should be the ones complaining.
I've been here since I woke up.
Andrew and I are hardcore.
Hey, same here, Mikey. Same here, Mikey, only that was 20 minutes ago. So,
what do you think about it, man? What do you think?
Yeah,
about?
Let's hear your thoughts.
What, me?
Wait, sorry, me?
Yeah, whoever.
We like you more than Eric.
Well,
I wasn't really sure.
Alright, then Eric?
Oh, no, I think you guys gave a good answer for it. So that's good. But whether or not, I mean, no, you're right, Mikey. Mikey's right, everybody will just kind of back off.
Mikey's hungry, so it changes what he thinks.
Okay, so if that translates to somehow that somehow people won't back off, I'm going to say that people might back off with Harry. Or that Harry might bury the Elder Wand or something, or just get rid of it, or hide it. So even if it is somebody else's...
What's
he going like,
to return it where it was supposed to be, like in Dumbledore's grave?
It's going to be like Jumanji. He's going to bury it, and it's going to start booming, and someone's going to find it.
Exactly. I just bought Jumanji on DVD. It was only $4. Yeah, the collector series.
Come on. I've owned that DVD for like a year and a half.
But
come
dude,
on.
This is a collector series, all right? It was like $4.99. Jumanji. How I love Jumanji.
It's a stampede.
It's got Robin Williams. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Movie. He really is. Yeah.
He's an awesome amazing. Movie. You know what other character I love of Robin Williams, guys? And sorry, we're totally off tangent. The genie
Flubber.
From Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
The genie's great.
Yeah,
you ain't never had a friend like me.
You love that. Wow. Mikey, you remind me of the genie.
Really?
Yeah.
In a pleasant way.
I agree.
In a very pleasant way. In a very kind of cool... cool handling type kind of way.
Joking around, always happy. Yeah, I guess I could be the genie.
Yeah, man.
You can grant wishes as well, Mikey.
Yeah, it's true.
And you do grant wishes. You do grant wishes.
I'm kind of magical, so maybe. I'm like the genie.
All right, Abby. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in.
Hey, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
Hey.
What's your more Pickle Pack members? Oh, and of course, there's a ton. Okay. Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Pickle Pack username, please. he hung up. That was weird.
My roommates are making fun of me. They don't like Harry Potter much.
Hello,
I quote Paul Friedlander. You know Paul, Andrew,
yeah,
and
Paul.
Jamie.
I know Paul.
It's like, I quote Paul Friedlander. You are beyond a dork right now, dude. Brah. I'm like,
oh, dude, don't quote him. Don't give him that.
No, I'm putting him on this, so that way he now is part of Muggle. He's part of Harry Potter now. Right, Harry?
That's good.
Don't use my full name. His name is Paul Friedlander, everybody. His phone number is 909. I don't remember his full number off the top of my head. But if you guys find him on Facebook or MySpace, send him messages and say, don't make fun of Mikey, your roommate, please.
Caller, you're live on MuggleCast.
Hi.
Hi, are you a Pickleback member?
Yes, I am.
What's your username, please?
HP Horse Girl.
Verified. Proceed with question.
Okay. You guys were talking earlier about the Deathly Hallows movie?
Yeah.
What do you think they're going to do about Dobby? Do you think his rescue and death will be cut out?
Oh.
Because as far as we know, we don't know he works at Hogwarts.
I think Dobby's death is a little too important. I can't see them cutting out any deaths in the book, in the movie.
Why is it... It's important in showing... The only thing I can see it's important for, and obviously I'm not being mean to Dobby because he was an awesome character, but I thought the reason it's important is because then Grip Hook trusts Harry and thinks he's a wizard, a very strange wizard, because he cares for creatures other than his own. And perhaps if he hadn't seen Harry bury Dobby in that way, perhaps he wouldn't have agreed to go forward with the plan. Bless Dobby's heart anyway, but you know.
But, you know, Every time someone talks about Dobby now, after Prophecy, I just keep hearing the Draco and the Malfoy song, Dobby. Kicking Dobby. It's my favorite hobby. And I love Dobby, but now I kind of want to just, like, kick him around sometimes.
Wait, Dan, I know it's have much trouble.
Yeah. He's dead. Kick him when he's dead. Not kick him when he's down.
I was hoping that IMDb could shed some light on this and possibly magically answer the question for us. But so far, the actor Toby Jones, who voiced Dobby, is not listed as, you know, any kind of super preemptively, even before the sixth movie, for Harry Potter and the Deathly
Hallows. I'm going to go add that information right now to let all the fan speculation just swirl up.
I've met Toby Jones.
You really have?
I have, yeah. He's a extremely nice guy. But
yeah.
he couldn't do the Dobby voice because he had a sore throat that day.
Oh, the one day you had to meet him, Jamie.
I know.
I don't believe that at all, by the way. I'm surprised, why am I forgetting her name? Imelda Staunton did the voice for Muggleman.
Yes, Andrew, we know.
She didn't have a sore throat, though.
I don't mean to brag, but that was sort of my thing. I sort of made that happen.
I was the one that said we should have her do that.
You did not! That was my idea.
No. No, alright, let's see. Alright, hold on. Us on the red carpet, and Andrew, what's his name? Emerson is like, hey, what should we have? I'm like, hey, we should have her say MuggleNet. We should have her do the hem-hem.
You are lying.
I said, we should have her do the hem-hem. You know that was all me, Andrew.
I'll call Emerson right now.
Call Emerson. He'll say, yeah, it was Mikey said you should have her do the hem-hem.
We need to solve this right now.
Good. Don't try to stick my. You know, this is for Andrew.
Thanks, Horace Girl, for calling.
Hey, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, he's at the Notre Dame game right now, but this is all too important.
Oh, great. We're going to get lots of sports fans.
Watch. He'll say it was his idea.
What are you talking about, guys? That was my idea. I'm the one interviewing. Oh, okay, yeah.
Hello?
Yo, Emerson.
Emerson, it's Mikey.
Yeah.
Hey, Mikey? So me and Andrew are arguing right now. Who told you to ask Imelda Staunton to ask her to say hem hem?
All right, say it again, but really, really slowly.
All right, who told you to ask Imelda Staunton to get to say a hem hem for
the? Wait.
Who told you to tell Imelda Staunton to do the hem hem for the premiere at the premiere?
Remember, somebody was giving you all the ideas named Mikey.
No.
Wait, what was that, Emerson? Say it once more.
That was you.
No.
Thank you.
No.
It was me, Andrew. I'm
That's
sorry.
Weird. We just lost the
I'm
connection
sorry.
With Emerson. What? No. I
Dude,
could. No.
It was so mean.
I had that in my head.
Maybe you thought of it, and I just happened to say it out loud. Oh, come on. All right, you know what? Guys, you're fine.
I'm sorry,
you know
but I'm not moving my position on this.
I'll say. Andrew needs all the, you know, it was all you, Andrew. I'm sorry. I'm not being sarcastic at all.
Wait,
I'm just
what?
Saying, Yeah, Emerson said it was me, man. It was me. It's all right.
I'm upset now. I could have sworn that was my idea.
Now my question is, have you been telling people that it was all your idea?
No, I haven't. I just said that on the show to come off arrogant. But I'm sure that I said that.
No.
I know that was my idea. It was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I know it. Anyway, it's Pickle Pack Hour here on MuggleCast. Let's get some. Wow, they're all calling in really, really quick.
Hey, guess what, guys?
What?
I'm eating pizza.
Good. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi. Can you turn your mic up a little bit?
Hey, Hannah.
Hannah.
Hi.
Hi. Can you turn your microphone up a little bit?
Yep.
Thanks.
Like a thousand
times. Yeah.
Hey, is that the first time Emerson was on this live 12 hour?
Yeah.
Is he gonna come back on or no?
I don't know.
I like Emerson. He's my buddy. Okay.
Are you turning it up, Hannah?
Yeah, I think.
Well, just speak up really, really loud.
Okay, is that
talking
better?
A loud?
That's
voice.
Better. Yes, okay. Speak really loud. So, what's on your mind? You a Pickle Pack member, I assume?
Yeah.
Good. What's your username to verify?
Hannah Dundee.
Okay, typing it in here. All right, verify.
Wait, Hannah, are you from Australia?
No, I'm from.
Because you said Dundee, and I was thinking Crocodile Dundee. That would have been cool. You're still cool, but you know.
So, what's going on, Hannah?
I don't know, I'm just talking to some of my, ultra friends right now, and, I don't know, what's a good question?
Do you not have a question prepared?
Yeah, you should come prepared, this is a live program we do here.
Oh, yeah, we got it. We got a schedule. Come on, seriously, you guys we have all day. We only have the next 7 hours, you know.
Because we're so prepared for everything we say, I just talk and I don't really think.
No, I'm joking.
Okay. Why do you think Joe didn't put in
You want us to come back to you later?
Sure.
All right. See you in a bit.
Okay, bye, Hannah.
Yeah, come prepared with questions, folks. We're doing a live program here. Here's someone who I know will be prepared. He wasn't earlier, but he's learned his lesson. Lucas.
Yeah, people in the chat are asking if Ryan Sims can come on.
Ryan Sims can come on, huh? I don't know. I'll work on that.
I like Ryan so much better than you, Andrew.
Okay, that's cool, I guess. You know what? Here, let me leave, and I'll let him host the show. We'll see how well that goes.
Dude, come on. Ryan with, you know, Jamie, Eric, and me, it'll be totally fine.
Let's... Yeah, the Ryan Sims Sunshine Hour.
Lucas, do you have a question, or you guys...
Yeah, actually, I'm going to ask a question.
Okay, I'll be right back then.
Yeah, what are you guys' favorite books, now that you've, like, finished, like, digesting the seventh book, and you've, like, comprehended it all?
You mean favorite Harry Potter books in light of book seven?
Yeah.
Should I go first?
Yeah.
I think probably book 3, then book 6, then 4, 5, 2, 1, 7, come back to me.
Mine is in reverse order. 7 was just awesome. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I thought they just got better and better and better and better.
Stop right there. You liked the Harry Potter, the first one, less than you liked Chamber of Secrets?
I thought her writing improved exponentially from 5 onwards, and I enjoyed them a lot. I thought the first 4 were awesome examples of storytelling, but the writing wasn't amazing. But then, 5 onwards, 5, 6, and 7, I thought were amazing storytelling, and also her character development. I know I sound like a boring old, you know, film review about character development and how they're portrayed, but I thought it got a lot better, and her writing just got a lot, lot better as well. I thought it was extremely good. I thought, yeah, reverse order.
Wow. Well, that's really cool. You could never sound like an old movie reviewer, boring person, Jamie.
No, I'm sure I could.
Well, he's got the British accent. He's got the British accent ready.
Yeah.
I like the 5th book the best, but I hated the movie, so...
Lucas, what's going on? You got, like, a woodpecker outside your window or something?
Who is typing?
No, I was typing, because people in the chat are telling me... Yeah, people in the chat are saying to make a poll.
Are they saying
make a poll?
Shout out here?
They're saying make a poll for the books.
That's the thing, we shouldn't...
Sorry, what was your question? What was your question? I left when...
It was, yeah.
What?
Favorite Harry Potter book.
Oh, there's only 4 options. You can only make 4 options, yeah. So give me your top 4.
Mine?
Anyone. Well, like, what should we do? Well, we'll start with...
You can only make 4 options?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck kind of a poll is that? We're MuggleNet.
No, this isn't MuggleNet. This is over Ustream.
Oh.
I'll just do the most, Goblet of Fire through Deathly Hallows. Is that
okay?
Yeah.
Okay, start poll. All right, new poll's now live. Okay, let me hang up on you, and we'll see. My brother's not actually here right now, but we can call a phone number that he may be at.
Ooh!
He's actually down in Ocean City, New Jersey right now. So, we'll do this really quick.
Is your sister going to be there, Becca?
My sister is in the room across the hall, actually.
Becca!
Let's get Becca on.
Becca.
Becca. Am I the only person in favor of that?
Becca talked like that.
This is how the entire Sims family on.
Typical Sims girl. Typical blonde, I mean. Sorry.
Papa Sims.
Is she a natural blonde, Andrew?
No. Yes, sorry.
No, she just pretends.
Hence why she's so dumb.
Wow. Are you calling all our blonde listeners
just
dumb?
Just kidding. I don't think they're at our place down at the shore right now.
Yeah, they're in the ocean knives.
Yeah, in the 50-degree ocean. Let's get another MuggleCast caller in here right now. Elizabeth.
Hello?
Hi, are you a Picklepack member?
Hi, I'm Elizabeth.
Hi, are you a Picklepack member?
Yep, I am.
Okay, what's your name? What's your username?
Wondless.
Oh, okay. Verifying. Okay, verified. So, what's going on?
Hi, I have a question.
Okay, and can you mute your stream, please?
I have.
Okay. No, you did.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
With Remus Lupin, you haven't talked about him much. Do you think that how he sort of spares that on Harry? Do you think that's an accurate portrayal of his character? Because I thought that after the whole thing with Tonks, he would have been cool about having a baby.
That was... Joe is always keen to show that people are human, you know, and I thought that was just her way of saying that people, you know, Lupin has always been so nice to everyone and all friendly and he's never got angry. And you've got to, occasionally, everyone snaps and everyone gets mad and it's such a sensitive subject for him and he feels so guilty about it. But I think, you know, he didn't mean to snap at Harry, but Harry was kind of mean, you know, considering all he risked to call him a coward is quite an insult.
Yeah.
And Harry's very, very, very quick to sort of criticize someone's bravery when he doesn't know the real story. And I thought, you know, we can forgive Lupin that one indiscretion, considering he's had 7 books of being nice and being friendly.
Can you?
Yeah, cool.
Well, since book 3, I mean, I thought it was strange because he seemed to undergo several different, you know, personal phases, which were, as you know, Jamie said, Joe wants to show that everybody's human. And that was cool. That was just really, like, the scenes with Lupin were really intense and really had me on the edge of my seat.
I agree, yeah. It was extremely emotional, but I just, for who Lupin is, I think it's fine, but... You know, yeah. One outburst in all those books, considering his situation and the potential dangerous nature of the entire thing.
Yeah, yeah. And Harry had a lot going on at that time. I think it's completely understandable that he would just freak out like that.
Exactly. Why? What do you think, Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of agree. But then I think he just sort of... I didn't expect it at all. It was very unexpected. Because I thought he would sort of be... I thought he had gotten over the whole prejudice thing after marrying Tonks.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think it's understandable. The outburst.
I agree.
Okay, anyone else?
Everyone for that one indiscretion.
Yep. All right, well, thank you for calling in, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
It's great to hear these people.
What do you say?
So it's great to hear from these people.
Yeah.
I like how Pickles has become such a catchphrase that some people sign their emails with Pickles.
I know. Like, instead of bye or...
a good show. Yeah, Pickles, comma, yeah. John or whatever.
Yeah.
It's funny. I love it.
Hi, Kayla.
Hello.
Are you a Pickleback member?
Yes, I am.
Okay, let me verify. What's your Pickleback username?
It's Kayla Singh 311.
Okay, I'm verifying. Okay, you're clear. Proceed.
Okay, J.K. Rowling said she's probably writing an encyclopedia, right?
Yeah.
Is that what would you guys most like to see in something like that?
This is Joe's opportunity to finally give out all this information that she has in all of her notes that she always says she's been keeping, all the questions or all the like backstory she's wanted to reveal. Most notably, Dean Thomas is one person who she said has an interesting backstory, and we would learn about that in the encyclopedia. So, I think Joe needs to include anything and everything that comes to her mind, in all seriousness. There's no point, if this encyclopedia comes out in, say, a year or two, maybe even longer, why not? Why not put everything out there?
But,
you're moving on from Harry Potter, now's the time.
But I think this encyclopedia can go two ways. It can either go an awesome way, like perhaps Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which I doubt she thought much about fitting it into the whole sort of, you know, book series, but tried to just make it cool and interesting, because it read like that. It read like, you know, the creatures sounded very fun, very made up, you know, that kind of thing, which is good, because I really enjoyed that book, and I'm sure everyone else did. But the encyclopedia, I think she's either going to fit it in perfectly with the story of the books, or she's going to take it a very fun way and put backstory for everything and just, you know, show people as much of the universe as she can. But I don't know, I think it depends on what she calls it as well. If she calls it sort of, you know, Hogwarts of history, then I think she has to make it true to the books. But if she calls it the Harry Potter encyclopedia, then I think she can do whatever she likes, really. It just depends on what she calls it.
Yeah, if it's Hogwarts of history, I want to know all about the founders, like a really comprehensive, you know, backstory.
Yeah, precisely, yeah. I would have to write Secrets of the Darkest Art and Most Potent Potions.
I would like to know a little bit more about the Marauders and their hijinks.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I think
it's
awesome,
cool.
Yeah.
Definitely. Hey,
I was going to say one more thing. So I think she should just write a Harry Potter encyclopedia, and I really think it should just be kind of like one of those things where she should open up the universe to other authors, like, you know, George Lucas did to Star Wars, and have other authors write Harry Potter novels.
Is she going to do that?
Yeah, but nobody can write as well as her. I mean, I'm not going to say nobody, but... A lot of
I'm not talking fanfiction. I'm taking like she approves all the stuff that's written, and let other real professional authors tackle everything. Like, don't get me wrong, fanfiction's cool, But, like, if you had a professional art, yeah?
Can I quote someone from the chat room quickly who just said, Mikey, that's a crazy idea.
Really?
Okay. Anonymous.
Anonymous. Oh, should I go to the chat room right now and find out who's talking on me?
Hey, Laura's back now. Welcome back, Laura.
Hey, everybody.
Hi. Hey, Laura.
What's up?
Hi, Laura. We're doing a podcast. How about you?
I'm eating pizza right now.
Okay, what I meant was, what are we talking
about? We're taking listeners. Pickle Pack.
Yeah, it's Pickle Pack hour here on MuggleCast Live.
Yay.
Here's another Pickle Pack member. Quidditch Destroyer. Blah, can't talk. What's up?
Hey, this is Tori from Pickle Pack.
Hi.
My username's Keisha Schreier on there as well.
Yeah, hold on, let me verify. Don't say another word.
Alright.
I've seen you before.
I'm sorry, your username's not turning up any entries. I don't think you're a Pickleback member.
Ask a question before we kick you off.
I'm just kidding.
What's
wrong with Keisha?
Get closer to your mic, Jamie. You, like,
sorry.
Fill out.
What's wrong with Keisha's?
Oh, no, it's actually a reference to this Harry Potter fanfiction shoebox project. It's really awesome. It's, like, my favorite fanfiction ever, so, yeah.
Cool. So what's on your mind?
I was actually wondering what you thought about the whole fact that the only reason Snape was good was that he loved Lily. Like, I know the books are all about love and all, but do you think that was sort of demeaning to his character?
Sorry, can you repeat it again? Demeaning to his character that what?
The only reason he turned out to be good was because he loved Lily.
To love somebody is a wonderful thing, so I don't necessarily think
it adds depth to his character. Yeah. He was such a jerk through the whole thing, and to find out that he has this big old he's a big old softy. It's like, you know, oh, Severus, come on, you're not really that mean. You love Lily. Yeah, I think it just adds a little depth to him and makes him kind of like, oh, cute and cuddly, but greasy.
People think that Snape is acting only in his interest, but he wasn't. Joe is trying to say that someone who is that self-centered, and Snape, although he's a hero, I know he's incredibly brave.
A jerk.
Love has overtaken his own desire to better himself and save himself. And that's the whole thing of the book. And it shows that, you know, Dumbledore has gone through all seven books just saying, you know, Harry, it's all about you. You can love, which means that you can save the day. But it isn't only him. Bad people can love as well. People can redeem themselves, but not Voldemort, because he's a psychopath.
Yeah, they can't love.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Oh, and one more thing. Just a shout-out to the Vultures.
Shout-out.
Oh, my God.
Pickleback!
He actually made it through 10 Pickleback members without a Vulture shout-out.
You know what I love about the Vultures, guys?
They don't stop.
Well, no. They don't get on my case.
They're incessant.
And they have no...
They always want to have presence everywhere they go.
They don't have
Blickles. The sense of community. The closed sense of community. Sorry, Mikey. Did you already answer the question a long time
ago? Yeah, I did. But you're just
That's what I do. That's why they pay me the big
bucks. I love the Vultures because they jump on all you guys about, like, missing a day and so on. But they never really get on me, and there's a reason for it. It's because I don't have a day. So it's nice.
I'm fine,
though.
I'm always reliable, mostly.
Mostly.
Yeah,
pretty
good.
Caller, you're live on MuggleCast. Are you a Pickleback member?
No.
You're not?
No, my thing says not a Pickleback member.
What thing says not a Pickleback member?
Wait. I thought I, like, changed my details, and I thought it said not a Pickleback member.
I don't check details. I just hit the answer button.
Oh.
Here, call back in a little bit, okay?
I will.
Okay, thanks.
See ya, bye.
I still love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
I only love Pickleback members. I don't know what you're talking
about. I love everyone and anyone.
No, I love everybody, too. But right this hour, I only have love for Pickleback members.
Okay, here, let's try
and
this
me,
person.
Mikey. And me, Mikey. You love me, don't you?
Well, Jamie, of course. You're like an ultimate Pickleback member. You do get in there, don't you? You have access, right? I have access.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, you're live on MuggleCast.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, you're live on MuggleCast. You a Pickleback member?
Yes.
Awesome. What's your username? I need to verify.
Animagus Padfoot.
Hello.
I'm typing. Okay, verified. What's going on?
I've got a question. The Snape as a DA professor... He was still at Hogwarts in book 7. That didn't really make sense to me because of the curse and everything.
He broke the curse. He broke the
curse.
But
the curse
how? How did he break
he
it?
Can't be. Curse only says he can't be DADA for 2 years.
That's
he can
true.
Hold that position
yeah.
for more than 1 year. And
okay.
And Snape was, I mean, that's just speculation, but I mean, that's what I guess, that it's just that the actual defense against the Dark Arts position can't be held for any, you know, any length of a period of time. Also, Snape was at Hogwarts under Voldemort's orders, or at least Voldemort thought he was, so if there was any kind of, you know, thing, then maybe that would happen. But yeah, he wasn't DADA, he was just, he was a headmaster, so one of the Death Eaters or something probably would have taken those classes. Didn't they say, though, didn't Neville tell Harry, Jamie, that it was just Dark Arts classes instead of Defense Against the Dark Arts?
Yes, that was, yeah, that was in, yeah, the seventh book was just Dark Arts. Going on from there, I want to say that, what I thought was awesome was Joe, sorry to completely change the point, but Joe, in these, in the seventh book, completely made explicit the nature of Voldemort's power and the scope of his magical ability. Like, when Harry was in, there's an awesome line when Harry's in Hogwarts and the castle shakes and Harry's like, you know, he finally realized that the castle was under the grip of more sinister enchantments than that of the Order and the Teachers. Mikey, what's funny?
Oh, sorry guys, I'm going through the email right now, and there's a picture from Andrea from Venezuela, and she just put a picture, it says book 4 is here, and it's Mikey being on the pizza that was late. Yeah, hold on, I need to. I'm gonna send a message to everybody here, and to take a look at this pizza. Who else do we have to edit? So we have to add a few people.
That's
everyone
awesome
just started.
Line,
yeah, sorry. I'm just like laughing really hard on this because I was. It was funny.
What were we talking about before? Yeah, the curse, and also curses can be broken. So it's like, you know, Dumbledore was able to break the ring curse, and I don't.
Let's go. Finish.
No, I was going to say that I don't think that, you know, curses can last forever, and they can be broken. I'm not sure how. I think curse law is exactly the same as wand law, as, you know, very, very subtle rules govern it that not everyone knows, and it's extremely hard to find out exactly what's going on with it.
Right.
So.
Right.
Well, in this case, Voldemort's death broke the curse, according to J.K. Rowling.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
All right. Did any of you guys see that picture? Mikey being
the
pizza.
Yeah, I just looked at it. I get it, but
where are you sending this?
I didn't. Yeah, I sent it to you.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, I did. It's in the chat room.
Was this just made?
This was just made. I was looking at the emails. That's why I was trying to pay attention. I was reading the emails, and I just started laughing because, like, book 4 is here. It's Mikey B. I really hope you guys take a look at it and all the others I sent before. So I don't know if she sent a bunch of emails.
Is this a shame? Because it's signed Andrew, isn't it? Or is it Andrew?
No, Andrea.
Oh, okay. Andrea, okay.
Yeah, and apparently...
That is such a beautiful name and a beautiful
signature. Wait, hold on. Book 4 is here. I think she probably did one for each book, each hour we're doing, guys, so about something we're doing.
Really?
We need to go.
Search for her email or call in and give Mikey your number so we know what to look for. Here's someone calling in, Abby. Hello, Abby.
Hi.
Hi, are you a Pickle Pack member?
I am.
What's your Pickle Pack username? I need to verify.
It's abs866.
That's a great word, and you verify.
I'm sorry, it's not turning up any entries. It says
you tried that the last time.
It says you're a registered Leaky member, though, so we definitely can't have you on then. This is
sorry.
Our,
no,
Leaky.
I'm sorry, it's just the system. It's just what it's telling me. I'm just kidding. What's up?
Andrew, you're a big jerk face, Andrew.
I know, I'm silly.
I was calling to see what you guys thought about the names of the kids in the epilogue, because I thought they were kind of stupid.
Some were, yeah. Albus Severus was cry-worthy, though.
Yeah,
that one was by far the worst.
Maybe that was Joe's last attempt to get us to cry.
And who wants to be brothers to the guy your grandparent was named to?
Well, that is a fair point, but... I don't know. Albus Severus, I thought personally, I understand some of them are pretty bad, like Scorpius. If my name
and
was
Hugo.
Scorpius, I think I'd probably kill myself. Yeah.
Hugo. Like, where did Rose and Hugo come from?
No idea.
I feel like I can at least live with those, though, because they're somewhat normal names, but, like, on top of the fact that you're already Harry Potter's child and he named you Albus Severus, it's, like, just one more thing that you have to deal with, you know? It's like... You know, your dad is this famous guy that defeated this great wizard, so you must already get tons of attention. And then on top of it, your name is Albus Severus.
I have a story about that. One of my teachers from her sixth form, a bit detached from reality in some areas, he had a daughter. His name was Neil Kelly. He had a daughter, and we were sitting in politics one day. He taught politics. And we were like, oh, congratulations, what did you call her? And he says, oh, we called her Grace. And the entire room just went, oh my God, you can't do that to a child. she better be careful, or the stick she's going to get is going to be unbelievable. And he said, well, I didn't expect you to know who Grace Kelly was. You know, it's completely not your generation. But, yeah, we couldn't believe he called his daughter Grace Kelly.
Oh, my gosh,
maybe
it's
like that.
Mika wrote the song about your teacher's daughter.
Mm, who did?
Mika.
Who wrote the song?
I got Mika, M-M-I-K-A. Do you know that artist?
Oh, yes, you do, Jamie.
You like Grace Kelly.
He also does the news on this show, I think.
Yes. Yes, Mika
Which reminds me, we got to call him sometime, but we're filled right now, so we'll do it later.
I just felt sorry for all of the kids. And then, like, Rose and Hugo, the only real reason J.K. Rowling would name her kids that was if she was, like, a serious Lost fan or something.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hugo Hurley Rays, baby. Yeah.
There still aren't H, Rose and Hugo, Ron, Hermione.
Yeah.
You know, there's that, too.
Oh, that's strange.
There's that, too, guys. No. Plus, I don't know. I don't like the name Hugo. Anyone who's named Hugo, I like you, but... The name is
Lost. If your name is Hugo, please call me. I want to know how you live your life.
I love the name Hugo. Now, if your name is Andrew, I'm so sorry for you. I mean, it's all right, Toots. All right, Toots.
Yeah, I'm Toots. I'm bringing Toots back. For the next 6 hours, I am Toots. Toots coming at you.
I'm not going to call you that.
Thank you. You. I love you.
All right. That was Laura who said that. Okay.
I love you still, Laura.
Abby, thank you for calling in.
Okay, bye, wait. Abby. I have a question.
Oh. Okay.
For Pickle Pack, there's the Vultures, and what's the other group?
The other group. What is it, Jamie?
Spot.
And what is it for again?
It's for the t-shirts. When you post questions, you know, 1,000 times a day on the site to win a t-shirt, people would go and find them very quickly, I think, and then you know, email in quickly to get a t-shirt, I think. I'm not too sure on their foundations.
It's something like that, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Abby. We got plenty of people calling in right now. Okay,
bye,
you're welcome.
Abby.
Bye. We're literally getting an unbelievable amount of calls. I cannot believe how many people are calling in.
Andrew, I have to quickly interrupt. I've just seen in the chat room. One sec.
Oh, I should go back to the chat room.
Hang on. I have a question that if someone is a Pickle Pack member but is too nervous to call in, then this person will then use their name and call in for them, but that is not allowed, so please don't do it. We want only Pickle Pack members if you're a Pickle Pack member.
Hi, Betsy.
Hello.
Hi. You a Pickle Pack member? Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Awesome. I like your Skype icon. It's like a pickle or something.
Thanks.
What's so funny, Eric?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just had an icon with the pickle, and it's fine.
Do you want to? You know, you can laugh at the listeners later if you want.
Hey, no, wait,
I wasn't laughing. I would like to hear Betsy's.
Are you laughing at the pickle Patronus?
What?
No, sorry, I'm lost.
No.
I'm stopping.
I don't really.
I just wanted. Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you what Spot really was.
Oh, okay, good. Let's hear it.
It was made for the contest, but it stands for the Society for the Protection of Tea Peeps, or the Protection of T-Shirtless People.
Ah, nice.
Okay.
T-Shirtless People.
We were just talking on... We're not really anything to do with...
See, that sounds like... That sounds like you don't have T-shirts and you walk around bare-chested.
Maybe they do, Jamie.
Maybe. Perhaps they do. You're absolutely right.
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah, would that surprise you, Jamie?
Actually, I do. Yes, I do have a problem with that.
That's not a problem.
We've been to a few of the live tours, and like different spotters, and Ben's kind of scared of us.
Ben is. That doesn't surprise me. He was running.
Then he'd be like, "Spot."
Yeah, he's been running that whole thing, so.
Yeah.
Well, Andrew, has the t-shirt thing been fixed? Will there be any more t-shirtless people, or
I'm still waiting on mine.
Well, I'm sorry to say that contest thing is over. Like, well, that giveaway.
I meant the regular Pickle Pack members, the ones who joined up. Did they all get their shirts by now?
Yes, they all the people signed up for Pickle Pack? Mostly everyone.
Except Mikey.
Mikey. Mikey, just be honest, because this is just bad rep for the show if you're just going to make it up.
Yeah, see, he
Mikey, ladies and gentlemen, is not a Pickle Pack member paid for.
I know, I'm sorry, Dad. I would have paid for it eventually when I had money. I'm broke. It's just a joke, guy. It really is. I didn't pay for it.
Yeah, you know, actually,
Actually, you know what? It's all Andrew's fault. Andrew's the one that gave me the account.
Yeah. Well, I did because you're a host. You know things. You know. So. Yeah.
I do things. You know, I get the idea to do that, to have Imelda Staunton and go hem, right?
Right. No, not right.
That was easy.
Yeah. I think that most people have received their Pickle Pack t-shirts. I don't want to talk about it on here, but
I got mine.
Oh, okay, good. Some international people, most internet, everyone has them, I think, hopefully. Why do we have to discuss this on the show? Now I'm getting all sad.
Well, it's Pickle Pack Hour. We should actually, in addition to taking comments from Pickle Pack, we should talk about Pickle Pack, I think, and, like, where it's come and stuff.
Yeah. I got tattooed. I videoed my tattoo process on Pickle Pack. I was pretty impressed with that, because hurt quite a bit.
Yeah, that was actually a hilarious video, because Toby was there, too. And he was just in there chilling. I'm like, Toby's there, what?
Yeah, and Toby from the Remus Loop was there, so was Christina from the Parcel Mouse. And I don't know if you guys noticed the guy with all the tattoos and the dreads. That's Carlos. He's actually Sirius Black and Dobby and the House Elves. That was his apartment.
What do you mean, his apartment?
I got it done in his apartment. Like, because his room is a tattoo artist.
Sorry, Mikey. Oh, right. I thought it was just like a group decision. You
no,
like,
it was at his place. And, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a real tattoo parlor or something. But that was funny. Yeah, there's tons of content going up on Pickle Pack. Thank you, Betsy, for calling.
Wait, Alice from England, LSFO.
What about him?
She didn't get her t-shirt yet.
Oh, well, tell her to email. Huh?
She lives in Leeds, England.
Tell her her problem is that she lives in England. Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, she hears you.
Oh, okay. I'm just kidding then.
I wanted to give a shout out to Caitlin with an I. She's stuck at work and she wanted to be listening.
Aw, shout out. Sorry, Caitlin, couldn't make it.
What happened to the other I?
Wow, Caitlin with an I. Making fun of eyeless people here on MuggleCast.
Hey, what do you call a fish with no eyes?
Oh, hey.
What?
No, No. There's a better joke than that. It's the exact opposite, Jamie. What do you call a 10-eyed fish? Fish.
I get it. That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take one more.
Guys, hold on. Remember how I was talking about the book 4 was Mikey B and the Late Pizza? I found the Andrea has sent us every picture. Book 1 was it Jamie Lawrence and the Fangirls Vegetables, book 1, and there's a picture of Jamie with vegetables all around him.
That sounds worrying.
Can you link us
yeah,
to
yeah,
these?
Hold on. I think we should post these.
Yeah, we should post them on...
on MuggleCast. And then book 2 is Laura, and it says Laura Thompson and the Unnamed Radio Show.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at number 3. The third one's Andrew.
Oh, good. I was going to say, no more shots. Oh, there's one for me.
So is the next one me, then?
I don't know. Maybe? Wait, see, book 3 is Andrew and the... fake ticket to the JK Rowling hour. Actually, you know what? Here, let's just get a chat room with all of us in it so we can actually give me one set so I can send them all to you guys at once.
Yeah, let's get more organized here.
Yeah, we should be organized, guys.
What we're going to do, someone create a group chat for us.
I'm doing it right now. Give me
one
second.
Okay, good. And,
let's
take one more Pickle Pack caller. Of course, don't fret if you didn't get through. We're always going to be taking – oh, wow. Skype is doing this differently now on me. Hold on one second. We're going to be taking calls throughout the rest of the evening. We have 6 hours to go. According to the official Ustream countdown, we have 6 hours and 3 minutes left.
Hope everyone's still with us and will be with us. We're fine. These hours go very quickly. You look at the clock and it's 20 past 10.
I know.
Look again and it's 35 minutes past, you know.
These are actually pretty good.
Okay, let's take one more call here. Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hi, you're live on MuggleCast.
Oh,
man.
Thanks.
How are you? Are you a Pickle Pack member?
Yes.
Good. Let me verify. What's your Pickle Pack username?
H Potter Expert 2.
Okay, you're verified. What's going on?
First, I'd like to give a shout out to the MuggleCast fan chat.
Okay, shout out.
Shout out
to
CFC.
And to my friends Ashley and John.
Awesome. And what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to call and tell you guys that I love MuggleCast.
Oh, well, good. Glad to hear you enjoy the show.
And I don't really have a question, because the question I had, my friend Ashley had, and she called a couple minutes ago. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's okay.
Aww.
Well, hey, what's your favorite song when you want to have a good time?
My favorite song?
When you want to have a good time.
Tonight. I love Loosen Your Tie by the Remus Lupins.
Yes, the Remus Lupins.
Well, what if I said a song from the 80s that you really enjoy when you like to celebrate good times? Come on.
Come on.
Celebrate.
Come on.
Celebrate.
Come on. What song?
Good times. Come on.
What song? Come on. Please. You have to intro it. Come on. Pressure's on.
I don't know how to stop.
Hold on. She like Loosen Your Tie by the Remus Lupins.
My computer's freezing. I'm sorry.
Alex wants to come back on, guys.
Okay, well, after the break. We need to go to a break and regroup here.
Andrew, can we have some Boys Like Girls, please?
In a little bit. I got the songs already queued up here.
It cut out anyway.
These images by Andrew are amazing.
The pictures are pretty darn good. I'm pretty impressed.
They're insane.
Eric, she emailed me specifically because I messaged her back, and she says she's working on one like the Comic Relief that Rowling released. Book 5 is for Eric, but nothing as funny has happened to you yet. I think it should be Eric Skull, or... Wait, I gotta read him real quick, hold on.
Wait, Mikey, one second. Andrew, what's happening now? We're gonna
go to break. We're gonna go to break.
I just need something funny to happen to me before we go to break.
Wait.
Okay, then, Eric. We're all waiting, so do something.
Come on, Eric. Eric, do something funny.
Oh, I thought I had funny things acted upon me.
We aren't even on air, so what difference does it make?
We are.
No, we are.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, Jamie says we're not. Why aren't we?
Oh, that's weird. Good. Skype, Firefox crashed. Well, that'd be a good reason to not be on air. Why does it keep doing that? Well, that's only the second time.
It's fine. It's only every few hours.
Yeah, I guess. Other than that, I think it's been going really well.
Yeah, apparently, Andrew, earlier when we thought we weren't live, we were.
Yeah, I think it was only for a real short amount of time, though.
Why? What do we say?
I was dissing my school's football team.
Oh.
Yeah.
We're currently off air. Oh, no.
Whoops.
Hold on. My shows. Oh, Leo's doing a show. We're competing with Leo on the Ustream.
And we're winning.
Yeah, we are winning. Not right now, though, because...
Are we being Leo? Really?
Yeah, we have a lot louder shout than Leo does start broadcast.
Leo Laporte.
And really? Boys Like Girls on in this break.
I can't. I already got the thing. All right, we're back. All the listeners are coming back in. Apologize for that. It was Firefox that crashed. That's what happened that time before, too. So, Eric, think of something funny. We got to get a break here. Come on, we got commercials. We got money to... I'm not making sense.
Okay. Well, I thought funny things happened. Did you guys each come up with your own things, or what?
No,
well,
she's
sort of.
Well, no, it's like all right. Let's say the perfect example is my pizza. Me and Andrew ordered a pizza at the same time, right? And... I ordered a little bit before Andrew, and I thought I was assuring that my pizza was going to get there early before Andrew's, but Andrew's came first. And so mine is Mikey B and the pizza that was late. And there's a pizza behind me, and I'm all sad looking.
Well, Andrew, Eric, while you're thinking, we have an announcement to make
about
Pickleback.
Yes.
So we posted a while ago on Pickleback about reopening it, and after sorting out a few problems, we decided that we are going to reopen it for 2 weeks. And then,
I started the broadcast, but I didn't turn the audio on. I'm sorry. We're live now. Sorry about that. Apologize.
Okay.
So go ahead now.
Sorry. Okay. We're going to be reopening Pickle Pack for 2 weeks soon. Not sure when it's going to open, but everyone's membership is going to round at exactly the same time. So there will be no extra bonuses for people joining now. But we thought it is fair since some people did miss out, and it's just in time for Christmas as well. So there we go. Also, last thing, I have a vegetable for this hour. What was the last one I did? Okay, I can't say it because if people weren't listening, this hour's vegetable is the famous onion. Don't know if it's famous.
The famous onion.
It's the onion.
Okay. Oh man, you're gonna make me cry, Jamie. You're gonna make me cry.
Oh nice.
I've been wanting to cry all week because I've been so busy at university. This is the only thing I can think of. It's quite pitiful. But every week I do my Blickle for Pickleback, and it's just like this constant thing. If I do something interesting, I'll just bring my camera along, and that'll be that week's Blickle. And it's just very lately, my second trimester of university here at Victoria University in Wellington, New Zealand, is going really, really busy right now. I just had a philosophy paper, took me a whole week to do, and this week I have an English paper, it's going to take me a whole week to do, and then next week I have a paper as well. It's just really, really busy, not even exam cram time, and I've been in school since February, so I don't know how that can be turned into a really colorful picture by Andrea, but I'm hoping for book five, some kind of craziness at uni, study periods.
Should we post these pictures on Pickleback for?
No. Let's do it for everyone since we already mentioned it.
We're picking on this. That means
we're like selling her work then.
Okay.
So
use your creative intuition, Andrea.
We're gonna take a break. During the break, we will post those links on MuggleCast.com. Also, coming up in the next hour, we're gonna have a Wizard Rock Hour. Alex Carpenter will be back. Let's talk about Wizard Rock. See where it's going and stuff like that. Maybe we'll get some other Wizard Rockers in. Also, we have a fandom discussion planned, but maybe that will go into the next hour. It's prime time here on MuggleCast, 6:04 East Coast time. You're listening to Toosts and a bunch of losers who like Harry Potter.
What's up, MuggleCast listeners? This is Mace here with some information that you need. Before we start off this 12-hour live podcast, I need to tell you about GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy.com's economy package is just $3.59 a month for a year. With the economy package, you get 250 gigs of bandwidth, 5 gigs of storage, and up to 500 email accounts. But if you think that's all, you're wrong. Because when you check out, you can save 10% by entering code MUGGLE. That's right, M-U-G-G-L-E, MUGGLE. Some restrictions do apply. Check the site for details. If you're planning to build a website, take advantage of this offer. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com.
This was last week's theme music.
Favorite radio station, your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
That's Starship. Built this city.
It's a celebration.